welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 30 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. How are you doing? Today's episode is called The Black Gate.
The Black Gate.
Should be called The Black Gate Opens, you know.
You right. You did that.
That was
you?
The title of a chapter in Lord of the Rings, you know.
That'd be plagiarism.
And you could be the voice of Sauron.
Sauron. I saw you did post that. That was the first post on the Facebook site.
Yeah.
Black Gate Opens. Mm-hmm. Oldies are the goldies. Mm-hmm. Just keep reusing it.
Yep.
So, yeah. So that's what we're going to talk about, a little bit about the Black Gate, but a lot about other stuff, really. Black Gate's just the title, because I have to find a title for each episode.
Yeah, yeah, so we didn't play a game tonight, viewers, because... Listeners. Because... I've literally come in from work, and I've stopped for Barry's on the way back from work, and Barry's been away with his kids, etc. So this is... But we wanted to record an episode for some chat to put out on Friday.
Yeah, because we didn't have one last week. But next week's back to normal.
Yeah, yeah.
Kids go back to school, so
yeah. And I've worked all my shifts, so like, yeah, which is something I'll say is
for the whole of September.
We'll see. But yeah, it'll be back to regular pace running again. So once a week.
So do they tell you when your shifts are coming, or do you just find out like the day before?
I know 6 weeks before.
Oh, that's quite a long time.
Yeah, it is. But it's just what's being annoying is that I'm married to a teacher, so she's been off for school holidays over August, and I just seem to have worked loads of shifts over August. Mm. And like next week, so she goes back at the end of this week. Next week, I'm on two night shifts, and that's it.
Yeah, but you're still relatively junior. I don't mean you're new, but you're still relatively junior in your job.
I have applied for a promotion.
Oh, congratulations.
They demoted a poor charge nurse to a staff nurse. Another two seniors are leaving. So there's a position out for a trial out for the next charge. I don't know what the right word is. Anyway, I've applied for it. Yeah, I don't think I should get it. I think other fives in the department who are more
five,
deserved.
Level fives.
Yeah, I'm band five.
Right.
So other fives should get it, but you have to be in the ring to compete, don't you?
Yeah, you have to show willing.
Exactly, so I did. Yeah.
Excellent. But I think you may find that some of the longer-serving nurses with kids kind of get big dibs on August because they're a nightmare. You've got kids, August is a disaster. Right?
Yeah, well, you can tell me about that when we get up to what we've been up to. But like, I understand that. That's fair enough.
Yeah. So, and you'll be able to pull your rank later in life.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so what have you been up to, Paul? You'll have to talk a little bit. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And, there'll be a bit for me, but not much gaming-wise. What have you been doing in gaming land?
Okay, so I'm just looking at like the recap of my diary. I've actually been getting a lot of painting done, like since we last recorded our podcast. Yeah, because that's we recorded last on the 18th. So I played Nick at Warmaster.
And lost?
I did, yeah. Right.
With your massive break.
But and his Tomb King armies was quite interesting. It was quite different from a Tomb King list that I wrote. So I put down Skaven. I was really looking forward to playing Nick. And
I did tell you he's good.
Oh, yeah, no, I just enjoyed playing him. He only put down a Breakpoint 11 only Tomb King army. Had a Sphinx in it.
Oh, that I've seen him online.
But a lovely model of a Sphinx.
And how many chariots? Four still?
Four, yeah.
Yeah, four horses.
No, he got rid of... But did he have any? Yeah, he did have chariots. Yeah, he wasn't as cavalry heavy, chariot dominant, as you'd expect a Tomb King army. It's just... to his credit, he did break me in time as well. So...
Takes some doing with Tomb Kings.
Yeah,
There
was a lot of fighting. But, it was close. Definitely it was close. Because I think I had him, like, one or two break away. I think it ended 11-7. No, 17-7 or something. So he did me in, but I was close to breaking.
What about the clock, though?
Yeah, it was literally like 2 minutes left for him.
Okay.
But he'd done it, yeah.
Oh, fair play to him. Well done, Nick. Good, good, good. Any more games?
Well, I found that, because I found that there was a lot, like, I think with Skaven, I'm just going to have to, like, throw them into attack all the time. And, like, even if you, like, you're initiative charging, like, unfavourable situations, you still got to do it in the hope that you get off like a death frenzy or something. Because that's like, you can't just, your army can't be just standing there waiting for the enemy to charge you, eventually. Like
Because you might be giving them battles.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, because he doesn't have initiative. And when when the bell got close to his characters, his rolls to get in were hard. Like,
seven.
Attack, well, they're like, Yeah.
Seven.
Like, they weren't
for,
good.
For undinged
like,
up.
And for undinged up stuff. And it's like, so there was a lot of like, well, he can't actually charge me, like, because he's failing to charge. And I was just like, I'm just sending everything I can in on initiative as much as I can. It's a shame it's a little time away, because I had more to say about the game at the time, but obviously I just can't remember a lot of the facts. But I did, you know, I did enjoy playing him. We arranged the next game, which is going to be on tomorrow at the club. When I get there after work, we're going to play a small game of Warmaster. Okay. So we're looking at playing 1500 points is what we're going to try and play in the time that we have allowed. I'm going to bring a Chaos Warrior army, and I want to see what a brigade of Chaos Warriors can do.
600 points.
Yeah, I just want to see what it can do.
Because they don't need magic items, or Paul.
I think that, because people are saying, like, oh, well, how do you defeat the big Horde army? Well, I think, like, a brigade of Chaos Warriors will cut straight through a Horde army. Like if I was playing, if I'm using Skaven, what would I do against four Chaos Warrior units formed up?
So you've got cannons, haven't you?
No.
No cannons anymore.
For the Skaven?
Yeah, you're going to have to use something like cannons, aren't you? Or
yeah, I've got warp lightning cannons. Yeah, they're very good.
You're not going to try and charge them with clan rats.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They will just keep hacking away at my stuff. And like even trying to ding the attrition them down, like, I think it won't work. Like, I just, if I was playing against that, that's what I'd just send in the middle of the army. I'd be like, deal with that. I'm coming. If you don't charge these guys are going to charge you. Good luck.
Actually, getting just don't engage them, isn't it? That's the answer.
Well, but you have to. It's like, if you just aim them at the middle of the army, yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Hmm. So that's something I'm going to try against Nick tomorrow. I'm going to have a general. I'm going to have four Chaos Warrior units in a brigade. And then I'll just make up, I don't know, I don't really, that's all I'm interested in, and then I'll just put some other stuff
to
the table.
Do you need them?
What?
Could you not support them in Marauders?
Yeah, but I just want to see what the hardest brigade can do.
Well, the supporting brigade's only doing supporting. It's not doing any fighting, the sort of, you know what I mean, the supporting half.
Yeah,
brigade.
But I'll form them up as columns. I mean, okay. I don't know what Nick's going to use. I know Nick has Empire, and I know Nick has Tomb Kings. I don't know if he's got anything else yet. I mean, I'll have to watch out for cannons if he's playing Empire.
You really will have to.
Yeah. I don't have that.
They die as quick as goblins.
But he can only have one unit because it will be 15.
Oh, yeah, that limits cannons a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, like big time.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. I mean, I was chatting with, because it's something we're going to mention later about like breakpoints of armies and stuff. And I've been chatting with Jim on emails, and it's like, okay, so is it an issue? You know, there's still a lot of stress test games I want to play against big break armies, because I think that you can build a very good counter to a Horde army in that kind of build.
Yeah,
like just rock hard stuff massed together.
Rock hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that stuff all is very vulnerable to cannons.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, that is normally its telling point, is that it gets caught and killed as easily as anything else. But, as in, by missile or artillery. But that is part of the game. That is part of the rock, paper, scissors side of it. Back to what I've been up to. So I played that. Other games-wise, that's it for games, actually. But I've been doing a lot of painting. So I went away to a cottage in Devon with family, you know, and there I took a lot of. I've been really hitting my Skaven hard. Now I've now painted everything of that Skaven list, bar the majority of the Clan Rat units.
But the 18th.
Well, yeah, no, but like every, it's just units of Clan Rats now to paint.
That's all. Just tell yourself that. It's just...
Well, yeah, but they are the, because I knew, because the thing is, this is similar to like when I painted my Warhammer Skaven army way back when. It's like, because I was doing units of like hundreds of slave models, literally 100 units of, 2 units of 100 slaves, it's like, that's a lot of slaves, and you just build up like a production line of doing, like, when I get,
you're really fulfilling, it must be.
Well, no, but it's
smiling,
like,
and whistling as you're,
well, yeah, but like, no, I mean the trick is it's little and often rather than big hits. If you follow,
yeah.
Like, because now that I've paid everything else, all the Storm Vermin playmat, all the carry, everything bar the Clan Rat units, I know there's a very limited, like, you know, range of colours for those, and I've got the technique down pat, and it's like the only thing that takes time is the brown ink on the models takes quite a long time to dry. Some inks take longer than others to dry, and brown ink takes a long time to dry. So you literally, like, you paint a unit, you do a unit, and you ink the next one, and then leave it overnight. Right. Then it dries overnight.
Yeah.
So there's no time. And I'll spice it, I'll mix it up, because I want to paint some Signar stuff for the next War Machine tournament I'm playing in. I don't need to do many models. Like a couple of the new Thunderhead I want to paint, and then Maddox. And in between stuff on that, I'll be painting these Claret models.
And how are you going to differentiate the units, all 18 of
I'll
them?
Probably... Well, I thought about... Because looking at the models critically, I thought, well, can you colour the units any different? I probably can't. It's going to be painted underneath the bases. So it'd be like numbers underneath the bases. Right. And I'll try that first. Because... with so many 18 units
all looking the same,
that is part of like the
it's not like you can give them different coloured noses,
exactly, and there's not like not all of them are, not many of the models are actually wearing like rags. A lot of them are like, you know, like just in like loincloths or whatever, and so you can't really pick up, like, you can't paint the clothes or the shields any different. Like, I mean, and plus it wouldn't look right. Like, an Empire army can look great because it's very colourful, and you can colour the uniforms a little differently, or colour their shields a different emblem, or banners, etc.
Yeah.
The Skaven don't really have that as a look. They are a massive... I mean, they wouldn't... Like, Skaven would only tell each other apart, really, anyway, by smell. Like, not by sight.
Not by squeaks. Just smell.
Not by squeaks.
Just
so
smell.
I would try it by painting the base numbers under the bases. And if that... If I feel... if my, I don't know. If it ever comes up that my opponents are confused by it... then I'll have to work. I might even be like the lip. I don't know. I'll think up something how I can mark them up, because I don't want to take. It shouldn't be. Certainly, that's an unfair advantage. If
Flames of War, I tended to put little dots of colour around the front and back of the bases, right on the black edge, or whatever. So that's something you can try.
Yeah,
but with 18 of them, it's going to be hard, especially when battles get messy.
Yeah,
mauls in the middle.
Exactly. So, but the I wanted to have these done for November. Yeah, the Tri-Wizard event, and they're well on the route.
Right, so is that you done?
Hobby-wise, that is, yes.
Good,
right. So, I have stuff coming up. My next event is a War Machine event, but I'm playing War Master tomorrow.
Okay, excellent. Right, so what have I been up to? I've played one game of Magic, played last night, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Played Modern. In fact, we had 12 players, 4 rounds. I did all right, went 3-1.
You consistently get a lot of players to this Magic Club, don't
Magic's,
you? It's great.
Magic's, and we had a guy, I won't embarrass him, his name, I won't tell you his surname, his name's Matt, he's only like 19, he's been coming for a couple of years. He got onto the Pro Tour at the weekend.
Wow.
Not through my club, obviously, but he went to, so he goes to Honolulu, and he gets airfare and stuff paid.
That's amazing. And what's the, what's the prize?
Well, the prize for winning?
Yeah.
I don't know, up to 50 grand?
Bloody hell, do you think he will?
I don't know. No, it's his first Pro Tour. He's only a young lad. He just finished his A-level, so...
That's great, but he's going to Hawaii.
Yeah, he plays every Monday. He went 1-3 yesterday at the club, playing Modern.
Yeah.
And the day before he qualified for a Pro Tour. So Magic's one of those games that if you're willing to put in the amount of time and effort and energy and brain space... you can get good at, but people aren't.
But it's like, it must be hilarious, because like his parents would be like...
So, his parents are going.
Oh, he's going?
No, they're going to take the opportunity to go to Honolulu on holiday.
That's hilarious, isn't it? Is this like, oh, what are you off to do? Oh, we're going to Hawaii. Why is that? Oh, well, our son is in an international event. And it's like, what for? Magic? What's
Magic.
That? A card game?
Yeah.
It's like, oh. must be had some interesting dinner parties, conversations.
But it's one of those games, like... and a bit like War Machine Emmett tries to be, it's like there's no hiding place, you know, in Magic.
Yeah.
If you want to win, you have to jump through the hoops.
Yeah, you've said before.
And if you're not willing to do it, you're going to lose.
Yeah. Like,
don't cry about it, it's just the way it is. But it also, because that the playing field is so level, that if you're willing to jump through those hoops, you've got as much chance as for anybody else.
Yeah.
So another great story at the weekend was there was a GP Indy, which is like a big event, like 2,000 or 3,000 players. In America.
Yeah.
And the guy who won it was a disabled guy who has to, his mum has to hold his cards. And he tells his mum what cards to play and stuff. And he won this massive, like, 3,000 player event.
My God.
This guy in a wheelchair. It's brilliant, man.
I'm just imagining now, because I've now had to play Magic. Imagine playing him at Magic. Like, would that really annoy me or not?
Well,
it couldn't annoy me. Well, no, but you could.
Because it depends how hot his mum was.
Because. Because listeners, I used to play Magic at Barry's Club on the Monday nights, but I enjoyed more the drafts than the, you know, because I thought that was a level playing field. Like I realised that I'd have to be really into Magic to compete.
Yeah.
You know? And so I enjoyed the drafts because I was a good leveler, but it's like while I was there, like I found that there was some people had some mannerisms about how they played the game that just drove me crazy, and I couldn't do anything but fixate on like these like mannerisms that were of the opponent that you were playing. It would just do my head, and I was like I can't stand this, which I thought was hilarious because like why does it bother me so much?
Well, you see, half of those things are just because you do something repetitively, it just becomes like a habit.
Yeah.
So some people have a really annoying habit.
Yeah.
And other times it is gamesmanship. Like, we've got this guy, Ben, who's Matt's brother. He deliberately plays with his lands in front of his creatures. And you go like, I know it's not in the rules, but it's just not very sporting because it's really hard to see the board state. Because his hands are always in front of his creatures because he's playing, because his lands are in front of his creatures. You just put them the right way around. It's like, no. Because he likes the edge. He likes to kind of tilt you a little bit.
Oh, that's annoying, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, my God. Like,
so in the big events like the Porto, they've made it.
Yeah.
It's like, you have to put your lands next to you.
Yeah, it's not a rule. I mean, it's like, you know, otherwise you'll Mark Pocock it, won't you?
That's exactly right. And it kind of reminds me of the story of how Blood Bowl's just degenerated into a farce now with people, like, willing to commit Harry Kerry rather than finish games. Luckily, I did this like 9 months ago. So I can't do this.
Are we talking
anymore.
About that? Are we
if
talking
you want, about I can't that? Do it anymore. I said 9 months ago, I can't do this anymore.
Okay, so the Blood Bowl. Are we talking now? Are we back to? Well, have you got anything else to say?
I'll come back to my stuff.
So that is a funny story.
Well, tell your story. I'll tell my stuff later.
So. Oh, okay. So we've been playing this Blood Bowl League.
Epic 10 months
Survivor Series. I don't know.
11 months for one league.
And basically, it came down to a game took. It wasn't even finished, and it took 4 hours to play.
The same game in the same time, like in the same round.
Yeah.
Last year went over 2 consecutive weeks.
Yeah. I know. It's just like.
It's like a 2-hour game. How is it taking more than 4 hours?
Unbelievable. Anyway, so this game never finished, and one of the players had to concede. Because
one
they
of
just,
those players,
because,
what was that?
Yeah. Because they just had.
He dropped the mic again, did he?
Yeah. And it's like, and the thing is, it's like I'm there. I've got, you know, 3 games to play, like quarters, semis, then final, and I know who I'd play in the semi and final, and I was just like, I can't build the motivation.
So you got all the way to quarterfinal.
I know, and how bad is that?
And it's must like, have played what now? 21 games.
Over
the two sides. Because you're on both leagues, aren't you?
Yeah,
so it's 21 games you've played.
Yeah.
Now you're going to drop after 21 games.
Well, because I just got...
Why don't you drop 20 games?
I guess so, but I didn't want to be that guy.
I was that guy.
Yeah, but as I say, I don't want to be that guy. Like, but it's like... And now that the league organiser has been knocked out, Darren, it's like, well, why am I doing this? It's in the sense of sense, like, it's like, I'm not... Even the prize of winning it doesn't really... mean anything to me, and it's like, and I just don't want to sit through 2 ridiculously long games of Blood Bowl if I got to there.
See, Blood Bowl is one of those weird situations where the rules say something,
yeah,
and the player base of their own volition have chosen to ignore the rules and say, no, we're not going to enforce a 4-minute turn. The 4 minutes is an age for most of the turns.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's the thing, it's like, because at first I thought, what should I do? And it's like, so if I was going to play it and I was going to get to the semis and finals, I'd have these really long games. Do I bring out a clock and just do my own time turns?
What like, point?
But that's the thing. It's like, like just to prove a point or something. Like, why is this taking so long? Like, but like when my turns are like so fast. But it's not going to make my opponent isn't going to speed up anymore. Yeah. Like, and as it ramps up more, as it like means more. They're going to take even more time, aren't they? Because like it's the semi-finals or it's the final, etc. And I just like I just wouldn't enjoy it. It's just like I've said to Darren before when I was his spare player for his Blood Bowl event, and this was early on in our podcast when I was like thesis for time turns, and I went to Darren and my games finished an hour ahead of anybody else's games because I was on the clock. And not only that, my opponents actually said they enjoyed their games the most against on me because I was quick.
Yeah.
I was just do it, just do it, just do it.
Just don't overthink it.
Yeah, don't overthink it. I've done it. Like, I'm playing this like a game of football. Like, I'm playing it actually as the rules say to play it. So, but, yeah, as I say, like, if there was a Blood Bowl tournament that had, this is a 4 minute time turn, like, Blood Bowl event, you have a clock and you will not go over 4 minutes. You'll turn it. It's a turnover. Once you're clocked, you go clock. I would actually be interested in that. That would appeal to me. Yeah, like, as in, like,
it would make the game have more meaning to it.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I've tried to play in tournaments and it's just abysmal.
Yeah.
I went to a tournament and I lost in the final, and the only game, apart from the final that I lost, was a guy that I literally couldn't be bothered playing anymore.
Yeah,
I don't care anymore, man. This game, we've gone all the way through lunch.
Yeah.
The next round's going to kick off, and you're still dawdling around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so, and it's not helped by, in this league that we're in, that if you haven't got a result at the end of the full time, you have to play another half. And then, even if you don't get a result...
Oh, that in itself could be another 2 hours.
And then if you don't get a result at the end of that, it just goes to literally penalties, which is just five dice rolled separately, winner off the results wins.
Right.
It's just like... So you could just do that to begin with and just like...
The middleman.
And then get out the middleman. So, yeah, shame, really. But I was like... I'm just being honest with myself. I was just like... Because I've got limited time down the club and there's other stuff I want to be doing down the club, I don't want to do that. I was just like... So basically, I agreed with Phil because he's playing a Goblin team and that's who I was going to play to get into the semis and quarters.
Oh, you weren't in the main event then?
So it was just quarterfinal. No, I've got an Orc team. So
that's still in.
Yeah, the Premiership team qualified.
Yeah, so this is not even qualified yet. This is the other. You can't qualify from the other league if you.
No, I didn't. So my Premiership team was in the quarterfinals, and they were playing a team from the Championship.
Your dirty Mighty Blow Orcs.
Yeah, just like a no nonsense Mighty Blow.
Smashed the
pit. Yeah. And so I was going to play Phil's Goblins. So we invented this story that his Goblin team cheated by putting in a result that never happened. But it's already done, decided. It's like, oh, I've been cheat to win. Viva la raza!
Cheat to win.
Yeah. And I backed it up by saying, I was betrayed by the goblins on my own team.
Yeah.
And he went, race traitor.
They were undercover.
Yeah.
I can imagine it.
So, yeah. That's...
So, yeah, I don't know what the solution is. I think the problem with it is that there are two rules that people ignore. There's first the 4 minute rule, and then there's a legal procedure.
Yeah.
Now, a legal procedure, I'm 100% for it.
That's
a stupid rule.
Yeah.
You're playing a new player and they're losing all the rerolls.
Yeah. You didn't turn your turn marker on.
Yeah, that's just garbage.
Yeah, I mean, that is very unsportsmanship, it's considered, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, that, I agree, that's catching your opponent out, which isn't, like, produces bad, ill effect, doesn't it? Yeah, like, because it's gonna people, if that was part of the system, people would be really, like, horrible about it.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, exactly. So
I don't like it.
No, neither do I.
But, so I think they need to, hopefully it's coming out again, Blood Bowl, so maybe they'll clean these things up.
Yeah.
I hope they don't take away the 4 minute rule. I hope they say, listen, guys.
No, they cut it down to 2 minutes.
If you really want this game to last, you need to play it 4 minutes a turn.
Yeah,
otherwise it just becomes like a big flabby mess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we had a Blood Bowl story. What else we got going on? Oh, I went to holiday in Northumbria. You've been there, haven't you, I guess? Being an army boy.
Probably. At some point.
Catterick or not?
Yeah, Catterick. Oh, it's dire Catterick.
What? There's a guy died in some firing range up there. So.
Yeah, it's like
Otterbarn,
any excuse to get out of a work party.
Otterbarn, isn't it?
Catterick is horrible.
Is that what I'm thinking of in Northumberland?
Yeah, I mean that's where my shooting, team did the competition, and we must have hit like the only day that was ever nice up there for sun.
There wasn't a great deal of sun when we were up there. There were some sunny days. The amazing thing is how few people there are.
Yeah, it's nobody.
It's brilliant. I love it.
Nobody's up there.
But you can go north
of the wall, that's why.
It is. That was another surprising thing. You expect the wall between Scotland and England to be up the Scottish border. No one here.
No.
We give you Northumberland. You can have this. This is no man's land.
If there was going to be three... Originally, England divides more... realistically down to three countries, Scotland, Northern England and Southern England. They met the Romans putting in the wall created like a Scotland, but actually it's artificial. Like Northern England is different from Southern England. It was going to be a different country.
I can tell you that. I've been lived in all bits, but it's a fantastic place. If you get the chance to go and walk the Roman stuff, it's superb. You can pretend to be Harry Potter. You can swim in the North Sea, which is incredibly clear and blue.
And like cold?
Ridiculously cold. I swam it. So cold, you wouldn't believe. But yeah, so clear. Like you imagine like a beach in the Bahamas. Like, just crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
Freezing cold. Maybe it's because it's just come off the polar ice cap or something on its way there. And for the next year, you can... the next story you've got... I've got builders in for the next year doing, like, lots of work on the house, so... I'll have lots of funny stories about builders, no doubt, and...
doing 4 days' work.
A full day's work is 3 hours.
Yeah.
So, we went on holiday last week, and they started last week, because we left them some keys, and it turns out they've been sleeping in the house and stuff.
They're sleeping here? What? That's outrageous.
What do you want to do? You've got to fire them off? I don't know.
But, like, what, in your beds?
No, I don't know. I'm not... Builders, man. Oh, dear. What a cat's away.
Oh, God, that's outrageous.
Oh, the last thing is I managed to get some mead, which I'm going to have as a celebration.
Excellent. Sounds
proper
good.
Mead, like, proper mead. Oh, it's like strong Tyrion stuff. Would drink.
Yeah. Strong stuff.
But, yeah, well, it's just like wine, I think.
Yeah, basically.
Fortified honey. Yeah.
So I've got something quite exciting lined up. I'm going to be playing... Nick gave me an original copy of Adeptus Titanicus, the original GW LA 80s Titan game. So I'll be trying that with Nick at some point.
That's the one you're trying to run at the club, yeah? It's like a Royal Rumble.
We're going to do that, Net Epic, but I've read... while I was away in Devon, I read the rule set for Adeptus Titanicus, and it actually is a really good rule set. Of Titan on Titan fight.
Yeah, so... they used to be able to write rules.
Yeah, they definitely did. Yeah. This rule set is really good. Like, you develop your Titan crews, they get better. You know, like, you upgrade your stuff. It's like, what a great little game that was.
And how's Age of Sigmar watch? Was it busy last week? Did you go
there? I was there, I wasn't there. I was in Devon.
Oh, we'll find out. It's a Tuesday today, find out tomorrow.
Find out tomorrow.
Go down.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's exciting times.
Something I just want to say is I got an email from Tabletop Nation and Wailing Games. So, and they're putting out a new kill team version of 40K. Like, and I'm quite interested.
I was interested until I read the fact that they were shipping the rulebook with it, and you'd have to read that monstrosity.
Well, it's a smaller version of the rule. Is it just the rules, like in an A5?
Yeah, but that still means it's based in that rule set.
Well,
I would have been happier if it was some kind of mini game that wasn't based in that rule set.
Well, it is, but you need the core rules, don't you, to play the game?
I don't want to go near the core rules.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying I'd buy it or do it or whatever, but it's strange. Like, it's actually a good deal. You get
it's always a good deal for the box sets.
Well, yeah, it is, isn't it? But it really is a good deal because if you get it from an independent, that's £32. And you've got, 22 models in there, plus rules. I mean, that's actually a good deal. I'm just quite
interested... Space Marines against Tau, is it?
Tau, yeah. But I'm just be quite interested because, as I say, like, I know the fluff of 40K the best. And I enjoy playing, Net Epic. And I read, 40K, Dan Abnett books are really good. If this kill team set, which is brand new, spanking new, comes out on Saturday, if it generally is... a robust set of rules that limits what you can have. And I mean by limit is in, like, it's not just, you can only take 200 points, but it doesn't matter what it is. That won't work. Then people will break that immediately. Because, no. Because then it'll be like, here's my, three, four, or like, orc knobs in stupid armor. Or, like, here's my Necron flyer. This is my kill team. And it's like, that won't work. Like, but if it generally is, a robust set of, you've got very limited choices, and it's all... thematic as well, so it's like a squad of Space Marines kind of thing. Because what they're releasing in this starting set is a squad of Space Marines and a squad of 10 Tau plus a couple of Drones. That's perfect. That's exactly what I'd like it to be. And if you did,
like a little bit more option for close combat than that. It sounds like. Especially the scenery doesn't seem to mean very much.
Well, I don't know, but anymore. It definitely piqued my interest to look at it, and actually. I put on our gaming club's forum about it, and a couple of other long time members like Darren and Rodders were like, that's what you would want 40K to be. Going back to its Rogue Trader days, depends how detailed it might go.
Well, you've got full rule book, so it'll be detailed.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is it'll be a good thing if it limits what you can have. It's a bad thing if it's just, oh, the size of a kill team game is only 200 points, but it could be 200 points of whatever you want. And that won't work.
I think it's more than 200 points.
I don't know, but like...
I think it's 400 points, if I remember rightly.
I looked on their website, and it's already got pre-orders of already, like, kill team groups of models.
Mm.
And it's like a squad of, like, guardsmen with a transport. And they all are at 200 points, so I don't know if that's...
Well, maybe it is.
But because like it had like a one that looked really good was a bunch of it was like eight Eldar Harlequins, all differently armed. But it was like what a cool little skirmish game that could be. Like it'd be great if it was, because there was this thing called 40K in 40 minutes, which was tiny games of 40K.
Oh yeah, aimed at schools and stuff.
Tiny games of 40K played in 40 minutes, and if this was exactly that. That would be great, because that you could play your, like, let's say, down the club, you could play, oh, look, we've randomly got an hour spare, like, do you fancy a quick bash at 40K in 40 minutes?
Yeah, no. Yeah, good. I've done half an hour already, we haven't talked about nothing.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so KR sponsorship, thanks a lot, Mr. KR.
Yeah, whoever KR, you're great.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who he is. There must be a Mr. KR, but I'm sure his name's not Kaiser Rushford.
I think it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Has he got, like, a moustache?
I don't know. It's from rocking the Monopoly moustache.
Yeah, big top hat.
Properly rocking the Monopoly moustache. I own the railroads.
There he is, Mr. KR. Whoever you are, sir, one day we'll meet you.
Yep.
Well done. Right, we need to talk about Blackgate Miniatures a little bit. So Blackgate Miniatures is something that I've been toying with for a little while. I've been playing around at home and going talking to people and finding creative bods to help me out, and so I'm doing a range, me personally, as Blackgate Miniatures, of 10mm ogres, which may or may not be compatible with a game system not too far from my heart. basically I wanted to play ogres, and I couldn't find any of the buggers.
Yeah.
All I could find was the GW ones, if you could find those goddamn GW ones.
Yep.
And yeah, Paul managed to get a pack from Germany.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I couldn't find any of them. So I got myself a little team together, and yeah, hopefully we're going to do a Kickstarter.
And so what's the intention for this Blackgate? Where do you want it to go?
Oh, I don't know. Make some 10 mil miniatures.
So, but like I'm saying, like other armies. Would you take it to other armies?
Yeah. But you've got to walk before you can run, sir.
Well, of course you do. But like, I mean, I'd recommend that you did a demon army. I'd recommend that you did a Norse army. I recommend you did a Chaos Dwarf army. Might be useful for a certain listener. Yeah, like, that's why I'd suggest you go.
Oh, well, fine. Let's...
Because if you did, like, as much fun as it might be to do an orc army, there's orc rangers out there, right?
And they're very nice, sir.
They're very nice.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why people don't go near ogres.
Why
that? I'll tell you the mechanics of it. So if you imagine, like, a normal unit, not one of these strip ones that you get the GW ones, but say you bought like a historical 10 mil samurai unit, they generally have three poses.
Yeah.
Some of them might only have two.
Yeah.
And then you just cast them up. So the cost to get those, the art and the sculpting on two 10 mils is nothing.
Mm.
But if you could do like something like ogres, where potentially they're 18 mil and you need nine of them because they're so big, you can't have like, you can't have just three models.
Yeah.
And the same three models on each base, so you need like nine. Well, yeah, that's a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
So you could probably get an entire unit done for each ogre,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to do nine ogres for one unit.
So when will your Kickstarter go live?
So hopefully it's going to go live later this autumn. So hopefully late September, early October.
So end of third quarter, as they say.
So we're quite far down the line. We've got the first three models done.
Very nice they are. I've seen John Webb's painting of them.
Yeah, we've got John Webb's painting them. So the art's done by a guy called Christian Schwager, who's really
Schwager.
Art Schwager.
He's not a wrestler, is he?
No, he's German, but it's a great name, Schwager. So he's done the art. We've got a sculptor by the name of Robbie Baker, who specialises in 10 mil stuff.
And home cooked goods.
Home cooked baking. Yeah. And we've got Rid, good old Rid. He's doing the army painting. Not that there's army to paint yet. And John Webb's going to do.
He'll be very good because he could produce like also a guide on how he a very like anyone could like copy his style, is in terms of like, this is how I painted it. It's not. It's very achievable.
Yeah, and you can do it in a fast time frame.
Yes.
Yeah. Whereas Jolly Webb, who's going to be doing the detail work, the kind of display models.
Yeah. Which no one could copy.
No one would want to do that level of detail on an army. Yeah, well, exactly. Well, there are people that do it, but it's not me.
Yeah. Yeah. So same. So what you have to have a unit of characters. You have to have a core unit, and then you could have two specialist units.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would be your. That would say an initial Kickstarter.
Yeah, so your minimum would be like some warriors, some 18mm armoured warriors, and some 18mm missile troops.
Yeah.
And some characters. And then hopefully, with the stretch goals and stuff, we'll be able to pull in some of the more specialised troops.
Yeah.
So, like abominable snow type things.
And ogres riding something.
Ogres riding big stuff.
Little green things.
Little green things. Crazy, yeah. Flesh-eating, mad ogres.
Mad ogres, yeah, yeah. Ogres gone bad.
Yeah, so hopefully there'll be the whole range.
Oh, and a bit, and you're going to have a giant.
Yeah, it wouldn't be ogres without a giant.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what you need, is yeah. More big dumb in an ogre list. So yeah, so hopefully, we're only looking, I think the we'll be looking at about 4,000 for the initial Kickstarter. And, like, literally, I make, like, nothing.
Give it away.
Not the initial Kickstarter.
Have an ogre army with your ogre army.
And that's because by the time all the painting's paid for, the art's paid for, the sculpting's paid for, and the production's paid for, that's pretty much, yeah, 4K.
Oh, I really hope it's successful.
And that's in-house production.
Do you think that's realistic?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, but there's only one way to find out.
So, yeah, it's in-house production, as I say. So that would mean, I think, the kind of the level of buy-in that I'm looking for people to come in at is like about £60.
Which, oh, I'm definitely going to do that. Even if I didn't want the product, I'd support you as a friend.
You can come in less than that, but that will get £60 would be like, I think that's 8 units and all the stretch goals.
Oh, loads. Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah, I'd just be like, just to support you. Yeah.
Well, that's no good, is it? You're just one person, Paul.
Well, I know.
And you're very eager to spend. I've said it early on and often. If anybody wants Paul to spend money, all you have to do is send us a link. And he will click and he will buy. He loves it. Right, that will be the end of Blackgate Miniatures for a while now. So I'm not going to talk about it on this podcast. I will record a podcast, maybe with Paul, if he's willing.
Yeah.
To put as part of the Kickstarter. So if you want to hear more about it and what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Ooh, yeah, can I pretend to be like all these characters from... yeah, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, if you want.
Excellent.
Whatever floats your boat. Right, so that's Blackgate Miniatures. We're going to talk about Winter Roller 2017 now.
Yes, so back to me.
Right. Back to you, me. Winter Roller 2017, what's that?
Okay.
Why is that?
Okay, so that's a name that Sherwin suggested. Basically, my intention for the 2017 season, as well as producing our new army books, which is saying what armies were going forward, to produce a tournament pack, which I'm going to base heavily in an idea from the Steamroller pack that you get in War Machine. Now, obviously, it's got to have my name on it because I created it. So, Winter Roller.
Well, you did create the colour blue.
So, Winter Roller is the working title that we're going to go for. It'll be Winter Roller 17.
Of the scenario pack.
Yeah, and basically, it will be at least 3 scenarios, hopefully more. Obviously, we have to play test these scenarios before then. And what it would basically, it will be like, okay, so the tournament is using the Winter Roller 17 rule set, say it is. And that means you're just rolling up for these scenarios as they're like the tournament organ, the TO. Says, okay, everyone's playing meeting engagement. Yeah, right. And there it is printed out, and everyone has a copy of the quite simple rules, scenario pack.
A meeting engagement's the one we're playing next week.
With the
amendments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's scenarios to be fleshed out. And the idea is that ultimately you get more scenarios into it than you can actually need to play on one day, so add a bit of variation, you don't know what you're going to get, and also they can evolve each year because it goes firm for a year, and that is the tournament pack, and then you add more to it like they do very nicely in War Machine, and then people look forward to the next one, etc. Jim has thought up a really nice idea for a alternative scenario where rather than the catch and defend, he's given details of it about like an objective style game, which I was really interested in. You're placing objectives. He suggested 2 each, and then you're going for the, you're fighting over those objectives. And I thought, ah, oh, if it's two each on both on, then you need to have an odd number.
Yeah, for a winner.
For
yeah.
a winner. So I've thrown it back to him saying, do it as five.
Yeah, so you can have like two each and one dead centre or something.
Yeah, exactly. So something to fight over, and then you've got to work out. Okay, so how? What does it mean to hold that objective compared to like the game winning? Like, what are the victory scenarios? Is it just holding objectives, or yeah, that's what you've got to work out.
Yeah,
like yeah, because the. Yeah, you normally like the meeting engagement one is basically once you've set up is a regular game of War Master with how you set up is how it's different. So you're winning by breaking the opponent, losing the general, or running out of time. So if you're doing a scenario one, is that another like how is that a win category? Like how does that fit in? Is that do you not break? Is it just holding those scenarios like for a complete turn? Like we'll have to work it out.
Yeah,
and you're only going to get that by playtesting.
No, absolutely, I think it's got legs. That was yeah. that it's a much better idea than King of the Hill.
Yeah, plus it will allow the like you could just do it with a token, the objectives, but people will like gamers being gamers will want to model up their own scenarios, so they model up their own objectives.
Yeah,
because they
so they'll just be like standard, maybe like 40
be,
mil bases.
Yeah, the pack will say a standard a. Objective is a 40 mil base.
Yeah, circular 40.
Circular 40 mil base. That, but I'm already thinking like it's, but it's got to be. It's something that your troops can go on top of. Like it's not. It's not. Rather than like a base that you can't step over.
Are we going down the route of 2D modelling here again?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's just like it's just like it should. I've got this is something to think up in the playtesting. It's like it's the scenario itself. Is that a physical thing? Is it something that your troops can stand on? Because if it's not a physical thing, then then you have two units touching it and they're contesting it. Is it better to have it as a not a physical thing? Because then a unit can be on top of it and they're definitely and then they're contesting it. Probably better for the game mechanics is that. Okay, so
it's not really there. You can go over it, but exactly. It is there, obviously. For
it looks nice, but that it's just a marking a point on the table. Yeah, but you can stand on top of it.
Yeah, and fight on top of it, and do whatever you need to do.
Because then it gives you a definitive that is on the, that is a spot to hold on that table.
Okay,
yeah,
that's good. And, I look forward to working on that.
And the objectives themselves, obviously, because you're placing where they are. And you're going to want to place them in favourable positions for you. So again, it will encourage some good infantry, because an objective in the middle of a wood, defended by some good infantry, is going to be a lot harder for the enemy to take than objectives in the middle of the open with like just in the open.
Yeah,
you're going to want to fight over something. Yeah, and infantry are the best for taking and defending positions.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you could, because again, like if you played up, oh, he's got a lot of cavalry, I'll put my objectives in those woods, the cavalry can do nothing about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll work on that one. That's the one after this one. So, and the next point we're going to talk about is army lists in and out.
Yes!
So let's do it. It's done, isn't it? There's nothing to argue about.
No. We have made the decision.
The Triwiz is like the last event of this current system. So if you want to burst one of these that's getting banned, this is the time to burst it.
This is the time to burst it. So basically, in no particular order, I'm just going to read down the armies and whether they've made the cut or whether they haven't made the cut. So, Empire are in.
Yay!
Tomb Kings are in.
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah. Chaos are in. Orc are in. High Elves, the original list.
They did make it. 3-1 as well. I was surprised about that. But.
Dwarves are in. Skaven are in. Lizardmen are in. Bretonians, the original list, is not. Kislevs are in, the original list. Dark Elves are in.
Is that how it finished, the Kislevs?
Yeah. Vampire Counts are in. Demons, the original list, is not. Araby is in. Dogs of War, in. Ogre Kingdoms, in. Albion, in. Goblin, in. Witch Hunters are in. That was a turn-up. High Elf Tournament list is not out because it's out because they've got the original High Elf list. The Demon Tournament Army is list, is the one being used. The Bretonian Tournament list is used. The Wood Elves are in. Beastmen are in. Kislev Tournament is out because we went with their original. Chaos Dwarves are in. Dwarf Younger Holds, they're out. Norse are in. Cathy are in. Nippon are in. And then it's all negatives now. Slayer King Army's gone. Dwarf Engineer Guild's gone. Grimcore's Ard Boys gone. Nomadic Orc gone. Araby Tribal gone. And Araby City State, they're gone as well.
Okay. But that's not gone forever.
No.
That's just gone
2017.
While we get a grip with what the ones we've got.
Exactly. Now, and I've gone on record before. There's, to my opinion, there's factions and there's themes. And I did all my votes because I wanted to keep the factions in but get rid of the themes. And in fact, actually, from my original voting, the only one that changed, Kislev was the one we debated most. Kislev original list or Kislev tournament. But the only one that I did, as in I was surprised at, is Witch Hunters, actually. But they're in, so that's it. That's the decision.
Yeah.
You know, like, but that gives you 25 armies, as I think if I counted it right.
That sounds like a lot of armies.
Yeah, to use in 2017.
Okay, so the next stage, now we've got that out of the way, is to decide on any amendments on any list.
Yeah.
So this will take a lot of talk about.
Yes, exactly.
And also, if you hear something that we don't discuss today, you think, I don't actually know why that bit is the way it is, then send us an email or something, or post on the Facebook, and we will bring it up and maybe find a solution.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, points we want to debate about are definitely is the...
There's loads of them. I could go on all day with these things.
Wood elves. Like, what do we look at there? And Beastmen there, like, wood rules is something that we want to design.
A classic example would be dryads.
Yeah.
So why dryads are basically ogres.
Yeah.
Black
orcs.
Black orcs, for 10 points cheaper. And you go, they've got this rule that they're susceptible to fire, but fire's meaningless.
Yeah,
in this
how common is it in the game?
Well, I'm going to maybe get a spell off on a 5-up that's going to do 2d3 damage. Big deal.
Also, we're looking at when we've been tiering these armies, like orcs and ogre kingdoms, it'd be, can we make fair changes to them to make them a bit more tier 2?
Yeah, without changing how they work.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe we can't. And maybe not for this year. Maybe we just tinker at stuff that's like ragingly obvious.
Yeah.
Like another one that gets my it grinds my gears. It's the Cathay bolt throwers.
Yeah.
Why are they range 60?
Yeah, exactly.
There's no other bolt thrower in the game.
There's a few inconsistencies when you compare direct comparisons from one thing to another in army lists. And yeah, exactly right. Like, why are those bolt throwers range 60?
I don't know.
And it's and I'm definitely of the mind to iron out those inconsistencies.
Yeah.
You know, they should all be the same. Like, they shouldn't... Why are they...
Well, you can have small variations, but they shouldn't be meaningful.
No.
They should just be little diddles.
Like your dryad example, to be more damaged by fire-based attacks is so situational. It's good theme to have in there, but it shouldn't dock any points off.
Shouldn't dock 10 points.
No, definitely not 10. Shouldn't dock any points. It's just like, you just... Like,
you are.
You are that. You know, yeah. It's just like, that is... You know, just part of the deal of that unit. It's like, that is not worth ducking any points because it will barely ever happen.
Yeah, and on the flip side, do they have a leadership 10 general? What else? I think they're 9, actually.
They're 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I can't mind it there.
But yeah, it's going forward, we would produce, for 2017, we would produce a tournament pack, we would produce a new armies book, and like, we're always... working on like a player guides for the rules, etc. So it's like, is in that here's some aids for like the most difficult thing in the game. Like,
yeah, you've got that aid from
and it's good. And it's like I've used it. I used it again in Nick's game, and I went bashed through the steps.
Do something with it then, so we can get rid of it, get disseminate it, like send it out.
Yeah, definitely. We present it, smarten it up, so it's like looks nice, and give it out to players definitely.
Put it as a PDF on the web, the Facebook page.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to have a lot of free time coming up, like in these off weeks in September when I'm not, my shifts aren't on. So yeah, I'll set myself little projects to do like that. Because I want, my big thing is to create this Winter Roller pack, like document. I want it to be nice to look at. It's not just some pages of A4. I want it to have...
I think any of these amendments, what we call them errators, I guess, would probably have to live in that Winter Roller, because there's no way we're going to get into rewriting all these army lists.
Oh, God, no. Yeah.
List will be the army list, and then there'll have to be like errata in the Winter Roller of, say, like, dryads are 110 points.
Yeah, something like that. We'll have to work out how best for it to go forward. Because this tournament pack might only... be used in like our game and our tournaments. I don't know if Jim or Alex would they use the tournament pack. I don't know.
Yeah,
I hope so. But it's their choice, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. But I think they're involved in the process, aren't they?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'd like to think because for their two events a year, if it was the standard, so high brackets, hopefully it used the tournament pack. Yeah, I don't know. Like it's up to yeah. Well, that is a question to ask to them if once we've got a physical product in our hands.
So as I said at the beginning, and many eyes make light work. If you know of an anomaly, and that maybe it should be looked at, then post it forward and it will be discussed and maybe we'll come up with a solution.
It's exciting times because I'm really pleased that we've ironed out a lot of these these lists. Like some we've dropped I think the list that shouldn't be there. Like I'm really happy with that because then we don't have to fuss about them and we can just say like no, none of that like nonsense, none of those nonsense ones. Yeah, like not saying they're not there forever, but
yeah. It wasn't even there. They were particularly good, some of the nonsense
ones. Yeah, exactly. It's just like they just didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to get stronger. We can only step forward, going forward, producing more good stuff.
Okay, right, good. So feedback, please. Yeah. Or if you don't put feedback and your point doesn't get made, then yeah, you had your chance. Mm. So next week, we've got scenario game. We're doing your one again, yeah?
Yes. So we're going to play meeting engagement and we're going to make those changes.
To orcs?
Like, to, yeah. You want to play orcs with some help. Like,
I had a couple of house rules on
Facebook, yeah.
So the house rules I was talking about is I'm going to allow black orcs to, was it plus one leadership?
Yes, that was what we're talking
about. But only charging.
Yes, and only to Black Hawk units. So it's like, if they're brigaded with something else, that's no good.
Yeah.
Because the point of Black Hawks is they're disciplined. So
yeah, they want to fight.
Yeah, they want to fight.
So it's not a case of, like, I'm going to use my plus one leadership Black Hawks now to go mince around in some woods. No, yeah. No. If you want that plus one, you're a charge.
You're making contact. You're attacking the enemy. A Stan is making contact with the enemy.
Yeah. So that might mean that instead of like needing an 8 and then a 6,
yeah,
because of the way the maths
you'd
works,
you'd need a 9 and a 7.
Well, I don't think the first one would be a charge.
Oh no, so you'd need an 8 and a 7.
So it wouldn't change the game that much.
No,
but it would make that second order a lot easier.
And plus, it would make the unit option more appealing, to have them.
So you go like 8-7 rather than 8-6.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be ground baking.
You're going to get rid of
Geroff, because I don't like it. I think it's
and you're going to turn it into a movement spell.
A movement spell.
Yeah.
That might be trickier.
Well, just copy for now. Just copy the Empire's movement spell.
No, I don't like that one. I'll tell you why I don't like it. It's because the wizard doesn't have to join the unit, and the wizard doesn't go with it. I'd probably use the Tomb King, the Lizardman one.
Wings of the Jungle.
So you have to put the guy in.
Yeah.
And the unit goes in.
Oh, okay.
Because the Empire one is, like, you can
just give an order.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I think you have to put the wizard in, because that's more scary.
Yeah, okay, so you put the wizard into the unit, he ordered, and the wizard
goes
in.
And then there's five up.
And it's like, and it's called, Hand of Gork.
Yeah.
Because he conjures up a big bloody hand and he just shoves so people in. Into, like,
but
very
the wizard's going to go with it.
Wizard's going to go with it, yeah.
That's a big thing. You're putting a wizard in. Yeah. And it might not work. It's a five up.
Casting a five.
And you've got to put him in the unit.
Yeah.
So he's there to be smashed.
Yeah. Plus, it will limit like repeated trying to all your wizards trying to cast it.
Yeah, you're not going
to
put four units. No. All wizards in unit.
All of us dead.
And you've got to move them before you try and cast. Yeah. So I think that would limit it as well.
Yeah.
So I think that might actually make them worse in effect than Geroff, because I think Geroff is a really massive tool for the orcs. I just don't like it.
But Geroff just isn't like any other spell in the game. You know, it's in terms of like it's what it does.
Yeah, it's like an annoying spell.
Yeah, it's not like a combat modifier, add more attack dice, or it causes an effect like terror, or it really messes up battle lines. Like it's such a strange spell.
Yeah, it just messes with
the game.
It's
not no other spell. The only other spell I can think of is the Araby Illusion spell, where they create a fake unit. But even that is like it's not nowhere on the same par as Geroff. Can do.
No, because there's just so many of them.
Yeah.
Is Geroff four or five of them? I can't remember.
I think it's a...
Five.
Yeah.
But you have four of them. Yeah. So you get at least one turn
off. The magic circle.
So yeah, the two changes I'm going to look at, I don't think they'll make orcs much better. I think it might mess around with the edges. I'd like that. I like the thought of... Because the command is really rubbish.
Yeah.
Giving them another way of getting a unit into combat. It will only be one unit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because so, I mean, because we're as I say, like we're more inclined to make house rules on what we think are the worst armies, which are so far of what we've played through is orcs and ogres. Yeah,
I think ogres are a lot more difficult.
Oh yeah, we'll have to try several things.
I'm not worried about ogres. Yeah, I'm worried about orcs. Yeah. What list are you playing?
I would use Skaven because the meeting engagement, like, because I didn't play Skaven before.
But
part of the scenario is that you're putting down brigade. We're trying brigades rather than individual units.
Brigades are four.
And Skaven, like, so I could always place my brigades. Like, they could be placed next to each other once they're on. Yeah. Like, but to make it practical, you can't have Skaven can't do this scenario with. Everything's in one brigade and a roller, and the whole army is in that. That doesn't work.
Yeah,
so, like, because, and again, Skaven are the only army that have an unlimited brigade size rule.
Yeah.
So we've got to try them with Skaven, like, what happens.
That's
good. It'd
be a good matchup, and it doesn't count for the.
It's not the orc challenge.
No, not this one.
It's too random.
It's way too random.
So, yeah.
So, it'd be good, and hopefully we'll get that booked. You've not got much on next week.
No, there's plenty of schedule, plenty of time next week to play.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Right, that was a weird one tonight. I don't know how long it's been. I think it's been about right, actually. That's good.
Anything else to say?
No, not really. Just contact details as ever.
Something I should say. Future events, isn't it? We should say about the Derby Wargame Show.
Okay.
Yeah, so sadly, listeners, the Derby Wargame Show didn't attract enough people to run as an event. So it's a shame. But I'm not going to be too disheartened by it because it was something that was impressed on by us, by our sponsors to try. We did try. It didn't happen. So that has been scrubbed as an event. And instead, we're going to be playing some casual War Master. Probably, Jim and Alex are going to come down. Yeah, because on the Saturday, because you were free sometime on the Saturday.
I might be able to get a few hours.
Well, exactly. And we're going to play some casual War Master. Either at my house or at 40K. As a venue, if we need two tables,
right?
Like Nick was free for it.
Oh, maybe we'll do 40K.
So So like as a mutual place to meet, like and set up because like 40K, you won't need to book tables there. You can just set up two tables nicely and bash out because both Jim and Alex really liked 40K as a venue.
It was a lovely place.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to do instead. But we're going to use that as a vehicle. We've got like scenarios to try. Armies to try is like there's tons of games we need to play.
Right.
Jim definitely wants to try an anti like
anti Skaven,
how to crush a horde army list kind of thing.
That'd be good.
And I want to see it because I want to see it on the table. I'm trying my own little version of it tomorrow night.
That's funny. One more thing to say about tomorrow night. So tomorrow night I'm doing the UK Masters, UK Nationals for War Machine this week.
Oh, well, okay.
So I've got to go up to Stockport.
Oh, of course it is this weekend.
I've literally played like two games. So I'm having to play Eric at the club tomorrow night in the hope that he can teach me enough Mark III that I can go up north and pretend like I know something.
I didn't realise that was this weekend.
Yeah, I've got to travel up Friday night and I'm back Sunday night. So.
Oh, right, yeah.
So hopefully they'll hire me on admin duties rather than rules questions duties. But I can blag. I've been around the game for 10 years. I can blag most things.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but that'll be fun, because I always come back really enthused having gone to a big event.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, well, I hope it's a big event.
Yeah.
They normally sells out really quickly.
Well, I mean, they have improved the North West Gaming Centre as a venue.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I mean...
But do you know any chance of people going out?
There was very few buying tickets because people, more enthusiasm is for SmogCon and more enthusiasm is for the Welsh Nationals.
Yeah.
Because the Welsh Nationals is actually closer to us than the UK Nationals.
Yeah, it was bigger as well.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, it's a top event, the Welsh Nationals. Yeah, plus, I think the tickets came on sale for the UK Nationals at the height of the, like, apathy for Mark III, which is a shame for them. And I see John Webb's put out a questionnaire for, like, if you're not attending SmogCon, what, how comes, and it's like, because there's hundreds of tickets still available.
Okay, I think we'll get there.
I mean, as I say, like,
it may just be a rough year.
Yeah,
I think you have to face facts that things go in cycles.
A rough year. I mean, I know some people who've played in some big events so far of Mark III, and they are really upbeat about it. They're saying, like, there's a lot of negativity, like, theoried about the game, but actually on the table, is it there?
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I'll come back with next week. I'll tell you about Madrak 2 or whatever. I'm worried about it. But it is him, apparently, that everybody's worried about. But
yeah.
Anyway.
So, as I say, like, it's a shame that the Derby event is not running, but, yeah, like, I'm not going to...
Don't sweat it, man.
No. Like, if I would have been if it was, like, something I tried to get going, but I think, really, the crowd that is playing War Master is people with commitments and families, and they can't get 2 days off.
It's really tough.
Like, so, yeah, so, fair enough.
This is one of my 2 weekends off a year that I'm using to go up to Manchester.
2 weekends a year?
2 big weekends, yeah. This one and Smogcon.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, right, good stuff. So if you want to get in touch, Facebook page or warmusterpodcast@googlemail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was episode 30 of the War Master Podcast with Paul and Barry.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Sure.